local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And they welcome you into hour number two, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Thanks so much for tuning in on a pre-Thanksgiving edition of the program. Happy Wednesday, one and all. Weather was absolutely perfect for me, 60 degrees currently. 64 is about what we topped out at. Plenty of sunshine, which was an unexpected surprise there. Should see more clouds tomorrow and then sunshine Friday and Saturday, and temperatures warming up into the upper 60s for the weekend. So hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day planned. I know I do, and looking forward to all the football as well Friday. Very nervous right now, Austin. Typically, really? Oh yeah, very nervous for Saturday. It is nice. It is nice though, because you do have the Thanksgiving break where you cannot think about Ohio State versus Michigan. You've got the Thanksgiving football, so your fantasy football team or your favorite team, if they happen to play, kind of moves into Thursday. Friday, you've got some good college football, maybe some Black Friday shopping. And this year, for the first time, we have a Black Friday NFL football game. Mm-hmm. And then it's like Friday night. I do the same thing every year. I want to say about 15 years ago, maybe it wasn't that long ago, but I think it was HBO did a documentary about Ohio State and Michigan. And it is what I do every Friday night before the game, is I will watch that to really psych myself up. And of course, yeah, I have no idea what to expect on Saturday. So I'll find out just like everybody else, but very nervous, very, very nervous heading into Saturday. But I will not let that get in my way of absolutely stuffing myself. I'm going to go over to Kohl's after we get off the air this evening.
Really?
Because I need a new pair of sweatpants for tomorrow. You know, if I'm a size 36, I feel like a size 42 sweatpant will come in handy tomorrow.
There you go.
Looking forward to that. 5:15, we'll get started with our top three stories. A busy day here on a Wednesday, especially around the country and around the world. Those details are coming up right after our first check this hour of the roads and weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. So I'm looking at traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas right now, and there's a little bit of trouble here and there. For example, one that we've touched on in the last hour was on Pine Forest Road. That's pretty par for the course. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, expect to see some issues there. Also, if you're traveling both north and southbound on Pensacola Boulevard, to and from Detroit Boulevard, expect a little bit of issues there. Other than that, I'm not seeing anything too bad in Pensacola. However, if you get into Milton in Santa Rosa County, say you're on Caroline Street traveling westbound, trying to get into downtown over Blackwater River, expect to be backed up there for a little while.
All right, thank you very much. Looking at the weather forecast, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Chilly weather overnight with lows in the 40s, some inland areas, upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. By Thanksgiving Day night, we have just a little bit of a chance for a bit of light rain to move through. We're at about 30% on that. Highs in the 60s the rest of the weekend with chilly overnight lows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Top three stories today. We start in Niagara Falls today, where all four U.S.-Canada border crossings closed after a car explosion that the FBI believes to be a terror attack. Happened near the customs office at the Rainbow Bridge near Niagara Falls. Austin, have you ever been to Niagara Falls?
No, actually, I have not.
So the Rainbow Bridge is about, it's not more than a few hundred yards away from the main falls. And it is both a bridge for cars, and there's also a pretty sizable pedestrian pathway that you can walk across. So the pedestrian bridge, very close proximity to the cars. So the only two injuries or fatalities that we know of right now are the two people that were inside the car. That's good news, but for it being a Thanksgiving holiday, I realize it's Buffalo, obviously colder, but, you know, there's people that are visiting, you know, Niagara Falls year-round regardless. So the fact that there were only two fatalities or injuries right now that we're aware of. That is certainly good news because it could have been a lot worse there.
Yeah.
Eyewitnesses at the scene said that the car sped directly into an inspection booth on the Canada side of the bridge. So very scary there. Today, Israel and Hamas agreeing to a ceasefire in Gaza to allow hostages to be released and to let in aid. The deal would see at least 50 hostages captured by the militant group released in exchange for 150 Palestinians held by Israel. The truce is supposed to last for at least 4 days, though Israel says it could be extended as long as 10 hostages were freed each day after that. Also in our top three stories, the U.S. is launching retaliatory strikes in Iraq against Iran-based militants. Backed militants, I should say. Central Command says a round of airstrikes were launched early today against two facilities backed by Iran that were involved in attacks against U.S. forces stationed in Iraq earlier this week. Those are our top three stories right now. A quick rundown here of a couple local headlines. Scambia Sheriff's Office says the man believed to have shot his wife and killed her this morning, still on the loose. That's 36-year-old Daryl Jerome Walker. Investigators say that this happened in an apartment complex on Meadson Road at around 5:30 this morning. He is considered armed and dangerous. He left in a black 2020 Hyundai Veloster. If you have any information, contact Crime Stoppers or the Sheriff's Office. Also, in our local headlines today, Mayor D.C. Reeves admitting it's an uphill battle for the city to secure $18 million from the state towards the demolition of the old Baptist Hospital campus. He said that at his weekly news conference today. Earlier this month, Senator Doug Broxson told the PNJ that providing state funding for a demolition would be a hard sell to fellow lawmakers. 519 right now. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
How do you handle stress, worry, or anxiety? If we're not careful, those times of anxiety can rip us apart from the inside. In Matthew chapter 6, Jesus tells us how to deal with worry. And he doesn't say just forget about it or that it'll go away by itself, nor does he say that we should run from it. Instead, Jesus tells us to take it one day at a time. He points out the nonsense of worrying about things we cannot control. Jesus reminds us that God cares for the birds of the air, and he says to you that you are more important to him than many sparrows. God calls us to throw the whole weight of our anxieties on him and allow his spirit to fill our hearts with perfect peace as he handles the many things that are out of our control. I encourage you, rest in Jesus today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really good conversation about what had happened last week at the town hall with Tenney Day Broughton, D.C. Reeves for District 5. Lots of very interesting comments. Some were very angry. Some were just informative, like the stuff that Coach Benny Washington is doing is amazing stuff. Of course, we also talked with Mayor Reeves this morning at 7:35. And what's your least favorite Thanksgiving side dish for our frivolous topic? You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Lewis Bear from the Lewis Bear Company, wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you Happy Holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you here on a pre-Thanksgiving Day edition. Hope your preparations are going swimmingly and a lot going on. I know my wife's been busy today going to Publix, getting everything we need, including some Shell mac and cheese.
Oh, nice.
Need the Shell mac and cheese. I am all about mac and cheese, but the Shells are... Yeah, that's peak mac and cheese as far as I'm concerned. So I made a list for her. I said, look, I got to have mac and cheese. I got to have blueberry muffins. I got to have the Hawaiian bread rolls. I got to have my stuffing, my stovetop box stuffing.
You're going all out.
I need all of it. And thankfully, my wife understands, and she is coming through for me. So I really appreciate that. Looking at our state and national headlines, we'll do that right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. I think it was during our last traffic break, I didn't really touch on much that was going on in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. We're seeing some splotches of backups here and there, but it's nothing too insane that, that should hold you up for too long. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards West 9 Mile Road, I guess be aware of that. You may get caught up in some slightly more hectic traffic than anywhere else there. And also, if you're into Pace Milton areas, traveling westbound on Caroline Street, trying to get over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, expect some backups there as well. We've been dealing with a lot over there so far this evening.
All right, looking at the weather forecast right now.
Chilly weather overnight with lows in the 40s, some inland areas, upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. By Thanksgiving Day night, we have just a little bit of a chance for a bit of light rain to move through. We're at about 30% on that. Highs in the 60s the rest of the weekend with chilly overnight lows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Right now it is 58, and overnight low tonight is going to be 43. A few texts. Number one, Donald says, I fully expect Florida State to beat the brakes off of the Florida Gators.
We can hope.
They should, I would think. But, Florida plays a little bit frisky at home. You know, They beat Tennessee earlier this year. I'm not sure how great Tennessee is, but
they're like 7-4.
Yeah, they were not supposed to do that. Ed says, from Youngstown originally, Bucks 42-24. Have faith.
Oh, my God. That's not happening.
Could.
Anything could happen.
Yeah. That was me, though, last year and the year before, where I was like, yeah, Ohio State, we're much better talent, and then they just ran the ball down our throat in the second half. Now, is that because they had the answers to the test? We'll find out on Saturday.
If I'm not mistaken, to that guy's final score prediction, to his credit, I believe only one matchup in y'all's rivalry since 2013, only one has been decided by single digits, if I'm not mistaken. It was 2016, I believe.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Y'all have had some pretty convincing results there. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, this one at the Big House, I just, growing up in the 90s and just having all of those top teams under John Cooper, just couldn't get it done against Michigan. And, of course, we turn it on its head, with the Tressel and Urban Meyer years. And Yeah, I we'll talk about it more in sports.
He's just getting wrapped up here. He's getting wrapped up in it.
I love Ryan Day as a head coach. He is not from Ohio, and there's enough doubt in my mind that if he's just another John Cooper, where great coach, great X's and O's, but there's just something missing for the Michigan game. And
yeah, he's a good coach, but you need a great coach to consistently win a rivalry that elite. Yeah, I got you.
So, yeah. Well, listen, if he doesn't win it this year, then I just don't know where we go from there.
We're kind of getting caught up in another, like, this is why Thanksgiving needs love rant, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm nervous. All right, where are we?
State headlines?
All right. Number of Floridians seeking unemployment benefits fell slightly last week. The U.S. Labor Department released numbers showing about 5,900 state residents filed initial claims for jobless benefits. That's a drop of 51 from the week prior.
And the number of employees joining a federal lawsuit against Publix is now growing. 18 department managers have joined the suit, accusing the supermarket chain of failing to pay them for overtime work. The suit was originally filed last month in Tampa by lawyers representing former assistant store managers who worked in Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee.
Yeah, also, some high-tech companies will share millions of dollars from the state. Governor DeSantis announced that $28 million has been awarded to the semiconductor and chip manufacturing industries. The money is coming from the Florida Job Growth Grant Fund, and he says money will create high-demand, high-wage jobs for Floridians and strengthen local talent pipelines for businesses as well.
And a group of students from the University of South Florida is suing the state. The USF Chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine announced the federal lawsuit yesterday. The defendants include the governor, USF's president, and the board of trustees. The students claim that they are being denied their First Amendment rights.
A few airports in Florida are ranking among the worst in the nation to fly out of for 2023. This according to HubScore. They analyzed flight delays, length of those delays, security wait times, and cancellations. Orlando and Miami ranking second and third worst. Also, Fort Lauderdale ranked fourth overall and number one for average flight delay time. So not great for our friends to the south.
Yeah.
5:30 right now, we'll get a look at our national headlines and looking at what's happening in the world of sports tonight. Fox News is coming up, followed by Your Money Now. Brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
I'm John Saucier. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu weighs in after reaching a hostage release deal with Hamas. In translator remarks, he says Israel's not going to stop until it sees the release of every hostage being held in Gaza.
Since the began the war, we are acting without stop to bring them home, to bring all of them home. And when I say all of them, I mean all of them.
This deal includes a swap of 50 Israeli women and children in exchange for 150 Palestinian prisoners and a temporary ceasefire, still more than 200 hostages in Gaza. Two people died when a vehicle reportedly exploded on the Rainbow Bridge in Niagara Falls, New York, right into the border crossing between the U.S. and Canada. Ricky Wilson saw it.
Black smoke, no explosion. We all heard, the people in the building heard it, the metal on metal. Then all of a sudden I saw black smoke.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Despite recent data showing a slowdown in hiring, the U.S. job market is still pretty resilient with no big increase in layoffs. The Labor Department said today that the number of Americans applying for jobless benefits tumbled last week by 24,000 to 209,000. First-time claims are viewed as a proxy for layoffs, and they remain quite low by historical standards, signaling that most Americans are enjoying job security currently. You may have turkey on your mind this week, but Popeyes today is permanently adding 5 chicken wing flavors to its menu across the country. The flavors, 3 of which are on the menu for the very first time, are honey barbecue, roasted garlic parmesan, signature hot, ghost pepper, and sweet and spicy. $5.99 for 6 pieces of any particular variety. In the pre-holiday session on Wall Street, stocks notched modest gains. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 184 points. The S&P 500 added 18, and the NASDAQ moved up 66. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Peatmore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Peatmore has the VW for you to drive home today. Peatmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Tax, title, license options, and dealer fee. For highly qualified customers with Volkswagen credit, 0 first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because it's all about food, family, and football. I also absolutely love that Dan Campbell admitted on 97.1 The Ticket that he isn't a turkey guy and stuffs his face with ham tomorrow. In my house, lasagna is the featured dish. Coach Campbell, though, better be consistent with his turkey is overrated take like I am and not be caught eating a turkey leg on camera after the Lions defeat the Packers on Thursday. Keep on spreading the good word, Coach. I'm Zach Gelb.
Score early this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use, there's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line wager required. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here, so we're going to get another update on our traffic and weather. This update is brought to you by Discover, introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a game-changing checking account with cashback. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. That's Discover Bank, member FDIC. So looking at the traffic in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we haven't really had many major offenders so far, and at least on my end, it appears to still be that way. We we were dealing with some issues on Pine Forest Road. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile, if you're heading to that intersection, there is some congestion there, but it's not too horrible at the moment. And also, we were dealing with a ton of backups coming over Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River into downtown Milton if you're traveling westbound there. Backups were very severe in the previous hour, but right now it seems like it has died down for the most part.
All righty. Looking at our weather forecast, very nice day today, mostly sunny throughout the day. Right now we're at 58 with an overnight low of 43, 64 a high on Thanksgiving with increasing clouds throughout the day. Maybe a slight chance of rain Thursday night. Opening up to sunshine on Friday and Saturday, 64 the high on Friday, 66 on Saturday. And we'll get back into the low 50s by Saturday night as far as the low temperatures are concerned. But overall, a pretty nice weekend on tap with rain returning to the forecast Sunday, 30% chance into Sunday night as well. Taking a look at some of our national headlines today. The co-captain of an Alabama riverboat claims he's not guilty after the viral brawl. That was Damian Pickett, who made a court appearance yesterday to enter his not guilty plea. He says he was attacked for trying to have a small boat removed in order to make way for a larger riverboat to park in its space. Now one of the alleged attackers charged Pickett with a misdemeanor assault.
And authorities say that two adults and a girl were killed in the landslide Monday night in Alaska, and two other people, an adult and two children, are still missing. Another woman was rescued from a different home in the area. The landslide happened just before 9 p.m. on Monday in the community of Wrangell, measuring 500 feet across, hitting three homes overall, and displacing 20 to 30 people in total.
Emergency teams in India say they've drilled about halfway through fallen rocks to reach 41 construction workers trapped inside a collapsed mountain tunnel. The men have been stuck in the three-mile tunnel in northern India since it caved in back on November 12th. Authorities say the men are safe and are being given food and water through a pipe. Rescue teams say they've drilled through about 100 feet of rock and still have about another 100 feet to go before they can make a hole big enough for the workers to crawl out.
And typically, while politics is a pretty divisive game, we see it as there being a pretty much an even split between representation. A lot of Republicans, a lot of Democrats in this country. But that is not the case for the historic city of Charleston, South Carolina. It has had it has not had a Republican mayor since the 1870s until now. Charleston has elected Republican Mayor William Cogswell, formerly a state lawmaker. He defeated incumbent Democratic Mayor John Trecklenburg by about 2 percentage points during yesterday's runoff election.
Yeah, and it was 60 years ago today that President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas. He was seated next to former Governor John Connally, whose son says there is no conspiracy that day.
That's what he thought. He thought that till he died, and mother thought that until she died.
And John Connally III says if there was a true conspiracy, somebody would have said something by now.
Perhaps.
Well, maybe. All
right. Not gonna die on that hill, yeah. But sure. Whatever you say, John.
Too soon. 540 News Radio 92.3, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports. Tonight, a doubleheader on ESPN, 6:30, Bucks and Celtics, and then 9 o'clock, the Warriors and the Suns. Of course, a big
nice
day.
Lineup.
What's that?
Nice lineup there.
Yeah. Thanksgiving football tomorrow, triple header starting off with the Lions and the Packers at 11:30 on Fox, followed by the Cowboys and Commanders, 3:30 start time on CBS, and at the nightcap, 7:20 NBC, the Seahawks taking on the 49ers. So lineup could be better. Of course, you know, they never get the Thanksgiving matchups right across the board, but there's usually one clunker, one decent game, and then one that turns out to be pretty good. But
yeah.
The Lions, hey, you know, give them credit. I mean, it's really the first time in our lifetime that they are this good this late heading into a Thanksgiving game.
Yeah, and it's typically, no offense to Detroit, but it is typically the Lions that play a role in the games, like themselves kind of sucking on Thanksgiving. So for them to be this good,
yeah,
it does help a lot for the slate. And, of course, Seahawks-Niners, that's a big NFC West rivalry, both of those teams coming off of playoff seasons.
Yeah, and the Seahawks being at home also will make things a little bit interesting as well. Do you want to talk about the Sam Hartman thing? Or
well, I mean, I'll keep it brief. Wake Forest head coach.
Let me preface. Let me preface this. All right.
All right.
Before you go on your diatribe here.
Okay.
So Austin is livid, as is Wake Forest head coach Dave Clawson. Of course, Austin is our resident Wake Forest fan.
I'm not livid. Go ahead.
He's livid because the Notre Dame Fighting Irish are trying to take Sam Hartman, the quarterback, away from Wake Forest. Right? Is that kind of the gist of it?
Kind of, yeah. So we're not going to look at this from the perspective of Austin Price, okay? We're going to look at this from the perspective of Dave Clawson, who's the head coach, as Joe said. He saw the thank you video that Notre Dame used to promote Sam Hartman, saying, thanks for the memories. We'll always love you, buddy. And, hey, I'm all for that. You're appreciating a senior who's the face of your team, and he had one season left of eligibility, and he came to you. I mean, I understand that they're appreciative, especially if they win out. They'll have a season better than last. But it was a bit grandiose for Clawson's taste, and I understand why. If you know anything about Wake Forest football, you know they've lost several players to the transfer portal because these teams get a big name in the headlines, and it's universally decided they're too good to be at Wake Forest,
yeah.
So they go elsewhere. And Notre Dame's now trying to act like Sam's been there for all the highs and lows, and it's like, no, he saw his biggest highs and lows at Wake Forest. He had the most of his tuning at Wake Forest. And he's going to be remembered more as a Wake Forest QB. I think that's what Dave Clawson was trying to remind everyone of. And, you know, it's kind of like a Jalen Hurts situation with Alabama and Oklahoma. It's like he had a great season at Oklahoma,
yeah,
but he had a lot of his humbling moments and oiling machine moments at Alabama.
Well, now you know what it's like to be a middling fan of a fan of a middling soccer team over in Europe.
Yes,
because that's, you know, you got a team that has a player that's super good, and you know he kind of comes up through the youth ranks, and you know he has a few good years, and the club then sells them on to like a big team like a Manchester United or something like that.
Yep.
And then Manchester United is just like, oh, you know, we love this guy, homegrown talent, blah blah blah.
Wake Forest is the chopped liver of college football. Yeah,
that's very well astute observation out of you. Health, business, and science today, right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. So we're looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, and we haven't, luckily, had too much to report on so far, and it appears to still be that way. If you are traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road, you're going to experience some congestion here and there, some spots more severe than others, especially if you're heading northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. We were having some trouble at that intersection just a little bit ago, and that hasn't changed much. But other than that, I'm not seeing anything that's really going to hold anyone up for too long. Maybe if you're on Airport, right at the intersection of Airport Boulevard and North Davis Highway, if you're in that area, you may experience a little bit. But once again, nothing too crazy.
All right. Very good. And meteorologist Alan Strum here.
Chilly weather overnight with lows in the 40s, some inland areas, upper 30s. Thanksgiving Day will be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 50s. By Thanksgiving Day night, we have just a little bit of a chance for a bit of light rain to move through. We're at about 30% on that. Highs in the 60s the rest of the weekend with chilly overnight lows. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
And right now, 58 degrees. Overnight low tonight is 43. Sam Altman returning as the CEO of OpenAI. Altman was fired unexpectedly last Friday as head of the ChatGPT company, shocking the tech industry. And the move triggered hundreds of OpenAI employees to sign a letter threatening to leave and join Altman at Microsoft unless the company's board members resigned.
And the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange will pay more than $4 billion in penalties following a years-long Justice Department investigation. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced that Binance and its founder agreed to plead guilty to money laundering violations, unlicensed money transmitting, and sanctions violations also.
A group of House Democrats accused social media site X of profiting from misinformation about the Israel-Hamas war. More than two dozen lawmakers signed a letter addressed to ex-owner Elon Musk, claiming that the site is failing to follow its own policies to spread of terrorist propaganda. Meanwhile, Musk is suing the watchdog group Media Matters, claiming it presented an intentionally deceptive report about anti-Semitism on his platform.
And Thanksgiving is possibly the busiest day of the year for plumbers, thanks to all the stuff that people try to cram down the kitchen sink.
grandma's putting the turkey neck, you know, down the disposal, or somebody threw a bunch of oils and fats down there that cool down and coagulate.
On top of the garbage disposal, there will be plenty of toilet clogs on Thanksgiving, and that can get stinky quickly, but plumbers are treated like superheroes. Many leave the job site with a plate full of turkey and a slice of pie for the ride.
Yeah, listen, if you're going to call, life advice for you on a Wednesday here, listen to Uncle Joe on this one. If you are here locally and you are listening to the sound of my voice and you call out a plumber tomorrow, make sure to give him a plate.
No, absolutely. Right? That's
a little
just,
generous tip as well.
Yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, they got lives too. They're a family man first, likely. Family man, family woman, whatever.
Yep.
They're a plumber second.
Pop culture notes today. Most Americans are hoping to avoid politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table. A Quinnipiac University poll shows more than 60% of Americans would rather not talk about the subject. Just under 3 in every 10 say they would look forward to discussing politics this holiday.
Yeah, and Joe, you even mentioned that kind of depends on
who's there.
Yeah, who's there, how they feel politically. Because it's fun to, you know, whine about stuff politically if you're all in agreement.
Right.
But you can really burn some bridges if you ain't careful. And Scream franchise star Melissa Barrera won't be in the upcoming Scream 7 because of her social media posts about the Israel-Hamas war. Barrera shared posts about casualties among children in Gaza, along with video from a Philadelphia protest calling for a ceasefire over what they described as, quote, a genocide.
A big Scream guy, I would imagine so.
I respect its place in the horror movie industry, but I don't religiously watch it, no.
All right. What is the sweet spot time to eat our Thanksgiving feast? Well, a new poll shows the most common time is during the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. The 3 p.m. hour was next up. 23% of those surveyed picked 5, 6, or 7 o'clock hours. And as for the early birds, 9% sit at the table during the noon hour. Literally nobody says they eat before noon.
Yeah, I understand that. Because, I mean, you're wanting everyone to have time to get up, get ready, get to wherever they need to be, all, you know, kumbaya together, wait for the food to cook. It would be weird to have at 10 a.m.
Having your turkey dinner start before noon is just asking whoever's preparing it to be up at, like, 2 in the morning, you know, making sure that everything's ready to go. 5:50, we'll take our final break this hour. We've got some wacky stories and good news to finish off a Wednesday edition of the program. Pensacola right now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
Are you looking for your forever floors? We got them.
Hi, we're Buck and Ashley Deese, the proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coatings, where we make concrete pretty.
4 times stronger than epoxy with a lifetime warranty. Our coatings are perfect for your garage, patio, pool deck, and more.
For one day installation, trust the Deese Elite experience, now offering financing.
Get your forever floors by calling us today at 850-329-5599.
We make concrete pretty.
This Friday at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen this Friday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
More news, more talk with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Wrapping up hour number two here on a Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023. Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you. Text line 850-437-1620 and the traffic line 850-262-6111. Taking a look at a couple of wacky stories here, we have a pretty interesting one from South Florida today where a Florida man was caught red-handed by WPLG, Local 10 Miami. For selling disabled parking permits online for $200 each. The TV station put on a sting operation, and here's how it sounded when Richie Mioto was caught.
All you need is an ID. That's it. Send me your ID and 200, I'll get you the handicap.
You're selling disabled permits?
That's for a friend I'm doing it.
What?
For a friend.
What you're doing is illegal. What do you say to disabled people?
I'm not selling nothing.
What do you say to disabled people today?
I'm not selling nothing. Guys, put that camera down, guys.
An entrepreneur.
Doesn't work. Yeah, entrepreneurial spirit there. Yeah, it doesn't work that way, bro.
It does not.
All right. Traffic and weather, more wacky stories.
This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. And so far tonight, I really hope I'm not jinxing anything. It has been very smooth sailing, all things considered, in Pensacola and the surrounding areas. Right now, we're still not seeing much to really dig into. During about probably 10 minutes ago, I'd say we were seeing some congestion at the intersection of a Mobile Highway and North Blue Angel Parkway, but that has since died down. Not only that, but on Pine Forest Road, that's been the one that's been giving us the most trouble. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, expect some backups there. But other than that, things are looking relatively docile at the moment.
Good job out of you for your usage of the word docile.
Yeah, you told me that yesterday. I said docile.
Oh, did you
yesterday.
Say docile again yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was another word. All right. More wacky stories here. A Cleveland woman bought her first real Christmas tree and almost killed her. Angela Presti says just hours after she picked up her tree, her face started to swell up, and she had to be taken to the ER when she went into shock because of Christmas tree syndrome. She was allergic not to the tree, but to the mold that grows on the tree if it gets wet. She got a shot of epinephrine and is now okay, thankfully.
Gosh, what a nightmare. Mm-hmm. And a 53-year-old West Virginia man was arrested for trying to kill someone for, quote, eating all the tacos. That's about the most Florida man headline we're going to get. The victim, the guy who apparently ate the tacos, was shot at but wasn't hurt, luckily. Police say Dale Martin saw that all the tacos were gone, became irate, and went into the bedroom and grabbed his .22 semi-automatic rifle. The victim saw the gun and ran upstairs. Dale allegedly fired several shots and hit the staircase.
Yeah, that's a tough one there. I mean, I'm not a big fan of tacos, so I cannot imagine getting this upset over tacos. If it was something like Giordano's Pizza, you know, maybe I'm like, okay.
Buckeye weekend.
I'm probably not, you know, shooting somebody over it, but I understand the outrage there.
Yeah.
Good news today. A guy in Hinsdale, New Hampshire, named Jeffrey Holt, recently passed away at 82 years old, lived a very simple life. He managed the mobile home park where he lived. didn't have a TV or even a car. He ran errands on his riding mower, so people in town were shocked to find out he died with $3.8 million in the bank. He died in June, and his estate just got settled. And the cool part is that he left all of his money to his hometown so they can invest in education, healthcare, and recreational activities.
The definition of humility there.
Yes.
A pilot for Delta found a kid's book at the Atlanta airport, realized it belonged to a library in Kansas, and returned it. He sent along a letter that said he's an avid reader and wanted to pay any late fees himself. He also sent the library some captain's wings to pass out to kids.
Yeah, also, the Salvation Army announced its first gold coin of the season. An anonymous donor at a grocery store near Chicago dropped a South African half Krugerrand in a red kettle, and it's worth about $1,200 in this particular gold coin. Obviously, the weight of the gold there and the size, so that's a pretty cool story there.
Yeah.
Of course, tomorrow with the Thanksgiving, you got the Cowboys and the Commanders, which is obviously the kickoff for the Red Kettle campaign. I know the Red Kettles are already out at our retailers in the mall, so you're going to see them out there this weekend. So, you know, treat them nice. Throw in some loose change. I'm not going to encourage you to throw out your gold coins, but, you know, if you feel compelled to, I certainly won't verbally stand in your way. But that's a really cool story there. So coming up here this weekend, of course, we have the first ever Black Friday game, which, yes. You know, I mean, obviously I'm going to watch because I love the NFL. I kind of wish the Friday was reserved for college football still.
Yeah.
Back when I was growing up, you know, you had the 11 o'clock Nebraska-Colorado game on ABC. You had LSU-Arkansas at 2:30 on CBS. And then you had the nightcap Texas and Texas A&M. That was throughout my childhood. That was Black Friday football.
You're digging real deep because, like, none of those games happen anymore, or like two of them at least.
Yeah, well, you have Iowa and Nebraska now. Well, Iowa and Nebraska is the Friday afternoon game now. But yeah, so, you know, you had Nebraska-Colorado was always at 11 o'clock on ABC.
Back when they were both in the Big 12.
You had 2:30 LSU take on Arkansas for the boot trophy that they give out.
Yes,
you know,
that was the other one.
And then Texas A&M. So yep, college football changed a lot, and you know, the NFL is just taking a bigger slice of the pumpkin pie. But
I see what you did there.
Dolphins and Jets on Friday. 5:59 Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up now.